Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Yo, Ben Crenshaw, you are so good. Thank you so much for being here. It's going to be, 57 degrees right now. It is Volcano Golf Club. Yes, doesn't it sound like a nice temperature given the sun, the heat? Just being in 57 to put on a jacket, go out and play a round of golf. There's an 8:30 and a 9:22 open, and the Ron Hardy family is getting out on the golf course. Hey, the Lost Boys are playing at Makalei. There's also an 8:50, a 9:18, and an 11:08 you might take advantage of. Poipu, they're having Kauai's better half, the whole Kauai's better half. It's going to be really crowded at Poipu Bay. But there is an 8:39, a 9:18, and a 10:36 to take advantage of. Kauai Lagoon says a 9:40 and a 10:22. Hawaii Kai, 8:50. Turtle Bay, 8:42, 9:50. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 10:02, 11:40. Bayview, 10:50, 11:32. On Maui, there is on the Gold Course a 10:50, an 11:10, and an 11:50. And the Emerald Course is a 10:40 and a 12 o'clock. And Maui Nui has an 8:36 and a 10:10. And on the Blue Course at Wailea, Habitat for Humanity, the Shotgun Tournament is underway today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, I got a really good show for you coming up. We're going to have Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. He's author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. He's a member of the Golf Writers Association of America, like I am. Scott Reinhart, PGA Master, First Tee Hawaii, and the HSJGA Program Director. He's with us. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century. That's coming up in January. He's going to be with us today. Eddie Fidel, President, Ashworth Golf, is joining us as we wrap things up. And I just want Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, to tell us about pitching. You know, that is one of those things. Do I pitch? How do I pitch? He's going to explain the whole thing, what part of the club you need to use to make sure that you hit a lovely pitch shot. All right. We're going to come back to you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for Sports Illustrated, author Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I took last week off. I slept in. It was something to wake up and go, oh, where am I? I'm not. I'm going to go right back to go spending the day in bed. It was awesome. Oh, you know what? There's kind of a rumor going around. It's about Annika Sorenstam. Now, the rumor is that she was fitted for a green jacket most recently. The new member of Augusta National. Of course, they don't talk about membership. And nobody from her camp has talked about it. Any inside information?
Yeah, you know, Golf Week reported that, and you know, I'd like to think that they don't do that without getting that confirmed somehow. But you're right, the club typically doesn't talk about it. Although I'm a little surprised they didn't just announce it, given, you know, Annika's stature and all that.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess we will find out for sure in April.
Yes.
You know, she'll be there wearing a green jacket, and but hey, you know, good for her, good for them. You know, this is not new territory, but it's good to see them, you know, kind of, you know, inch along in that area where, you know, for so long they were reluctant to do it.
Yeah, It is. It is. It was like, yay, now there's two.
Actually, you know, I don't know the total number, but, you know, there was a lot of fanfare when Condoleezza Rice got in, you know, which has been about 10 years now. And then there was another woman or two that came in right behind her. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's more than that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that number is, you know, maybe 6, 7 in that range. We just don't know who they are. That, you know, they're not as prominent, you know, to sports fans. So, you know, slowly but surely, you know, they're doing that. And I think Fred Ridley, you know, has even said that he sort of regrets that it's taken them longer than it should have to do some of these things. And, you know, he's done a pretty smart thing there with the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
You know, exactly.
That's been wildly popular. You know, frankly, I'd love to see them find a way to expand that to having all rounds there. But you know, I get some of the actual logistical reasons why they don't. But, you know, what they're doing is really cool.
Yes.
And so, you know, give them some credit for this. It doesn't erase some of the things that they didn't do for so long, but you know, they're coming along finally.
Yeah, and that makes me feel warm and fuzzy about them. You know, so I was like, "Oh, Dad, that's so nice of you to let us in."
yeah.
Staying with the Masters, you know, that and Augusta National. Interesting. The most recent thing on LIV is that the Masters said we will not adjust qualifying criteria to help LIV golfers get into our event in 2024. Maybe in the future. How did you interpret all that?
You know, from their standpoint, I don't think we should be surprised. Their typical MO has been that the Wednesday of Masters Week, when the chairman, in this case, you know, does his annual news conference, that's when they put out any changes to the criteria. They want people to know for a year, for that rest of the year, what's up. You know, for the most part, that's what they do. Now, they'll put out the criteria at the end of the year, but we pretty much assume there's been no changes. You know, the amateur and runner-up in the amateur get in, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that we know of. And last year, they announced, like, a couple of changes, including they're giving a spot to the NCAA individual champion if he remains an amateur. So, like, you know, the idea that they would give LIV spots directly from the LIV rankings or order of merit, you know, would probably not come until next April if they're going to do it. So,
I guess I'm not
surprised. I mean, the Open typically does theirs like in February. And you know, listen, people should understand that the same organization that ruled on the official world golf ranking and said that their tour did not, you know, stand up to fair ranking criteria, basically because it's a closed shop. That was the main reason. Is now supposed to turn around and say, well, hey, but the way they play out there is fair enough to give you direct spots. Like, I just don't see why people thought that was going to be a thing. I mean, it might be a thing where they give a couple, but I don't see, like, anything like Bryson suggested, like 12 or 15 spots. I could see two or three. If you went down their list and gave two or three spots to players not otherwise exempt, you know, like, in other words, Cam Smith and Bryson and Brooks and Phil are exempt into the Masters. But like Taylor Gooch isn't, he's not exempt into any. If they wanted to give two or three, okay, I kind of get that because it takes care of this idea that, you know, we kind of know that some of these guys that play over there would probably be way higher up in the rankings and eligible for the majors if they were getting points.
Yeah.
And do you want them in your field? I mean, if you can put aside all the noise, I get that. but they just weren't going to bend over backwards to do it right away.
No, and so. Putting aside all of the noise, I still have a problem because their format is so different than everybody else's. So it's like apples and oranges. But, you know, okay, you guys are screaming that, you know, you're playing apples and you want to play with the oranges. But you guys, it's not the same game. So why should you get points when it just seems easier to be on LIV Golf?
In many, many ways it is. I agree. And, you know, but what's funny is when Peter Dawson came out with the, you know, the letter that explained why they are not getting approval, he actually said, and I thought this was a little bit of a surprise, that, you know, their format isn't really the issue. Like, oh, mathematically, they can work around 54 holes. They can work around no cuts. They can work around small fields. In fact, the OWGR now is based on field size. You know, the more players in a field, in theory, the more points that will be available. And so LIV hurts itself by playing only 48 guys. In that regard, they'd be very smart to go to 60. You know, but the big thing that they cited was, you know, the sort of the lack of movement on and off the tour. There's not enough turnover. And that's a math problem with the OWGR, because it's a recurring thing. Everybody's getting points every week and nobody's coming on and off the tour. Oh. And so that to me is very fixable for LIV. You know, I mean, instead of only having three or four guys come onto the tour and three or four guys be relegated, which they're doing, well, why don't you make that six or eight? And yeah, why don't you have some qualifying every week, you know, and just add a team through qualifying? That way you've got different people coming onto the tour. And actually, you know, it's not going to help their field strength. But if you had four rogue or, you know, guys, not, I don't mean it that way, but, you know, different players who came on through qualifying, that's going to affect your field strength because they're probably going to be rated lower in the world, which is good. That's what they should want, so that it's not the same every week. So, you know, when you say, look, they're not playing the same, they're not playing 72 whole stroke plays event like the tour does, but they are playing competitive golf. They do have, you know, a lot of good players. Obviously, we've got a guy out there who won a major this year. And they would already be docked enough for you know, having few players and playing 54 holes. There's a way, but I think it's now sort of in LIV's court to, you know, step up and call their bluff.
Yeah. All right. So, and right now, aren't they going into qualifying for LIV to try to get into the tour?
Yeah. They're having what they call a promotions event.
Yeah.
which you know, it's another word for Q school, and it's going to be in Abu Dhabi in December. And the wild thing about that is there's a $1.5 million purse, and the player who is the medalist is going to win $200,000.
Wow.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
For a Q school.
I think it's $250,000 and $100,000 for the top three. Like, there's payouts below that. Anybody who enters and just plays one round gets $5,000. I mean, it's incredible that they would do that. And obviously, if you're one of the three who comes through, assuming you play all 14 events, you know, next year, which you would expect that they would, you've guaranteed yourself a minimum of $1.7 million. Because it's, you know, it's $120,000 each to the at each individual event, and then I want to say it's like another $150,000 even for the last place team at their team event for the individuals. So I mean, like, you know, it's like not only do you make money for doing well in that thing, but you're pretty much, if you win their Q school, you've pretty much guaranteed yourself almost $2 million.
Don't you feel like at some point there is a sense of beholden? I owe you because you've been so generous with me. I owe you. It feels just strange, this whole thing. And when I was reading what you wrote, players can qualify a handful of ways for the first round, and some will hold exemptions until the second round. And at the conclusion of the first day, the top 20 in ties advance to Saturday's second round, where scores will reset and the advancing field will be joined by those who have round two exemptions. And once again, the top 20 players in ties from round two will advance to the final day, where scores reset one more time before the 36-hole finale. My goodness gracious, could they make this more complicated?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think they're a little naive in who they're going to attract. You know, like some of their exemption criteria. Look, I get this. They don't want every, you know, dreamer to come out there. They're going to charge something to get in, but they aren't going to let – in other words, like if I – well, I don't think I could. I think you do have to have a smaller handicap index, but pretty much anybody with, you know, with a, you know, a stroke index that's verified can enter pre-qualifying for the PGA Tour. There's a pre-qualifier just to get into first stage. That's the ultimate dreamers. You're paying like $5,500.
Wow.
You have to make it through that just to get to first stage.
Okay.
And then there's first stage, second stage, third stage. So with this, there's only one, and so they've had to set up some qualification criteria. But I mean, if you look at some of those, some of it's kind of funny. I mean, like, well, you know, anybody who's won a major in the last 6 years, well, of course. I mean, but how many of those guys are going to even do it? They're using the TUGR rankings, not using the OWGR, and they say anybody in the top 300 can enter. Well, I got to believe they might have to go lower than that because, you know, I don't see anybody in the top 150 in the world doing it. If you're in the top 150 in the world, you have status on a major tour. Now, unless you feel like you'd rather take a chance, because if you're a PGA Tour player and you go do this, as it stands right now, you know, unless something happens with the agreement, you're not allowed to play a tour event for another year. So that would mean, okay, so you go do this, and now you can't, and if you miss, you can't play on tour for a year. You know, that's even KFT stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
And who shows up, if we recognize any of the names. And, you know, look, the golf wars continue. It's amazing as we're in this sort of period where we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What you know, and then what will happen next?
Yes. It certainly has put us all kind of like, okay, what's going to come out of left field this time? And are they're so in a way they're trying to lure people with the money so that they can get some of the more named players? You get that sense?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if it's that, because to get the name players, you're going to have to give them like what you gave some of these other guys.
Okay.
You're going to have to give them the contract. You know, you're going to have to give them the guaranteed money up front.
The $200 million.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even know if it's going to take that.
Right.
You know, it's going to take something more than going to Q school. Q school is for the guys who, to me, like, are probably in career flux. You know, like, maybe they don't have full status on the tour. Maybe they don't have full status on the Korn Ferry Tour or even the Challenge Tour in Europe. And you've got to, you know, maybe if you're like, okay, I'm going to take a chance on myself, because if I can make it out there, there's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah.
It'd be fascinating to see who some of these people are and then find out their motives.
And how they do. On one final thought, and this always kind of perplexes me, in this Phil Mickelson's role in all of this. I mean, it's like it's his tour. Phil Mickelson, what role is he playing in all of this? Does he help come up with these ideas?
I doubt Phil's in on that, like on the promotions event. He's clearly in on, you know, maybe recruiting players, recruiting sponsors, you know, trying to help them, you know, get, you know, OWGR, that sort of thing. Although he's accused the tour of interfering, you know, it's a, you know, it Phil put himself in a very strange position here. You know, he's obviously gone all in. He's been outspoken on some things. You know, again, I think it's going to be interesting to see where his legacy lands after all of this.
Yeah, I don't see him standing up center stage. He's like a shadow player, but it's fascinating. I appreciate the update on this because I was reading a lot about what you were writing in the last couple of weeks with all the live decisions, and it's important to stay abreast because otherwise you find yourself completely lost. Like, what's going on? Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. Scott Reinhart, PGA Master, First Tee Hawaii, HSJGA Program Director. He is going to talk to us about, hey, you want to be a coach? This is the perfect time. All islands. Well, just about all islands. It'll be all islands soon. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I know it feels like August, you know, it's sizzling hot. It's October, almost November. It's supposed to cool down. We'll see when that happens. But it's October and it's hot and the grass is dry. Aloha Power's October Sizzles sale. Yeah, we're sizzling, all right. But all sizes of Honda generators come with a free extended warranty worth $200. You know, the generator and the warranty, everything put together, it comes out less than those big box stores. And then you're going to the person, Aloha Power Equipment, who specializes in this equipment. They've got big lawns crying out across the state. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home. It's got to be done. The heat, yeah, it's still with us. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers. Yeah, put a hat on, puts a lot of sunscreen. These riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. And new shipments arrive daily. We ship off-island. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Scott Reinhardt, PGA Master, First Tee Hawaii, and HSJGA, that's Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Program Director. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good. You're about to start teaching. This is awesome. And the picture you sent me, I just love it. The kids are just, you know, those kids sell your program by having so much fun. And you're standing there looking very serious, like I am in charge. Although it doesn't look like you're in charge since they're just jumping around and having a grand old time. So on Kauai yesterday, did you have an open house kickoff?
So we've got some really exciting stuff happening over there. Yes, the Ocean Course is our new site, correct? And we are really excited. We're actually flying coaches from Big Island as well. If there's anybody that's interested on either island, on Kauai ideally, or on Big Island, those are the two brand new program sites that we're going to have.
So you're looking for a level one coach. But you're training the coach to become level one coaches. Explain that for me.
Right. That's perfect. So if you live on Kauai or you live on Big Island and you're interested in, even if you're just interested in helping the youth develop life skills, right, this is exactly what First Tee is. So you don't have to be a golfer. You don't have to be a seasoned coach or anything like that. We simply take you through our life skills golf program. Training is online, and then we have live training. We're bringing in PGA Tour has helped us get a First Tee National trainer out to the Ocean Course at Hokuala on Saturday the 11th, and on Sunday the 12th, we're actually flying some people from Big Island out to Alawai on Oahu for a second training. So we have two training dates. If you're on Big Island, we will pay for you to fly over to one of these two training dates. So it's a really easy train. It's $30 an hour or volunteer positions available. And again, it's the best thing about it is we're actually teaching life skills first and golf is second. We want to build great people. We call them game changers.
Yes. Yes. And talk to me about the life skills that you know, that are taught during learning golf.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the best thing about First Tee is it's not your typical golf instruction where it's going to be get up on the range and it's going to be drill sergeant material. No, like we are activity-based, so we let the kids explore through fun games, and we have life skills like collaborating with others, for example, where we have team games where you're always working with a partner. We pursue goals on usually week two. We grow through challenges, learning how to develop grit, which is very, very important, obviously, in some of the difficult times that we've had recently here. The other two that we like to key in on is going to be building a positive self-identity, which is a concept called personal par, and always trying to improve ourselves versus comparing ourselves, let's say, to Phil Mickelson, for example, who we were just talking about. And then we always end up our sessions with using good judgment. Because I'm not sure if you realize this, but adults make about 30,000 choices every day. And little juniors, little adults will be making about 3,000 choices a day. So we want to make sure that they're using good decision making, and we give them the tools really to become the game changers, which is our priority, is building the juniors first as a person. And then, you know, they're going to learn these lessons through the game of golf and develop that passion.
That's wonderful. I mean, that is what golf is. I mean, there's so many challenges within yourself playing the game and then collaborating with others, you know, whose turn is it? I mean, that all sounds very simple, but then it gets more complex with closest to the, it's just wonderful what you're doing. A game changer is someone who pursues goals, grows through challenge, collaborates with others, builds positive self-identity, and uses good judgment. I love this. And these numbers are amazing. 98% of First Tee seniors graduate high school. 84% of First Tees high school graduates have gone on to study in college, serve in the military, or pursue other post-secondary education. 84% of teens and 85% of alumni credit First Tee with helping them be better students. And there is, you know, the people who are inside that, how much better could you get at, you know, somebody putting a big star on your program?
Well, you know, I really like it. I do. And as you said, even though it seems simple, like collaborating with others, we always start with just kind of having them introduce each other, asking questions, learning about each other, and realizing how to truly make friends and what it takes to keep a friend. And so I just implore, if you're out there today and you live on Kauai or Big Island or near Turtle Bay on Oahu, and if you're interested in coaching, we have, like I said, the two trainings on the 11th, which is on Kauai at the Ocean Course, and then November 12th at Alawai on Oahu. And we will fly Big Island coaches out to one of those trainings.
It's wonderful.
If it's okay, I'll plug the sign-ups. How you do it is you're going to register by visiting www.firstte, I'll spell it out, firstteehawaii.org under the Get Involved tab. Once you go into that Get Involved tab, you click on Becoming a Hawaii Coach, and you'll help us in our mission to create game changers.
Okay, so I go to First Tee Hawaii, all spelled out, firstteehawaii.org. Then there's the Get Involved tab, and then there's Become a First Tee Coach.
Yes, once you get under the Get Involved tab, it's pretty simple from there. You put in your information under the coaches, and we'll get you onboarded and flight if we need to. If we're on Big Island right now, we'll get you over to Kauai, most likely on Saturday the 11th. So if you want an inter-island flight for free, just putting that out there.
So they have Oahu Level 1 Coach Training 11-12. That's November 12th, 2023 at the Alawai. It's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's where folks from the Big Island would come to. And these are five-week sessions, but most of the sessions are online, so you don't have to be on a neighbor island that often. It's just this one day that you'll be flying in for and then flying home. The sign-up again is firstteehawaii.org. And First Tee Level 1 coaches get paid $30 an hour. So for those interested, there are volunteer opportunities available. And it's there's also First Tee Hawaii sessions already on Oahu at the Alawai. So you could, if you want to be a coach on Oahu, can you be a coach on Oahu?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We had someone reach out yesterday from Oahu that's already near Alawai. So we're going to onboard them just as much as, you know, we want coaches everywhere. We have programs at Alawai. We have programs on Maui at the Dunes is our main site, the Dunes at Maui Lani. And so, you know, any island that you're on, we'll make it happen because we're going to be expanding throughout 2024.
It's wonderful. So First Tee Hawaii says, please help us reach more children and affect their lives in a positive way through First Tee Hawaii. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that teaches life skills through the game of golf. We are teaching life skills first and golf second, and they're having a heck of a good time while they're doing it based on the photo. And I'm posting that on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or X, formerly, you know, that one, and wherever else I can put it, LinkedIn. There you go. Hey, thank you so much for all you do, Scott Reinhart. You are amazing.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I really appreciate it. It is a lot of fun. Like, for example, today on our putting contest, we're going to have a remote control car driving, and they have to use good judgment to when do they have to putt in order to get their ball to hit the remote control car. So a lot of fun stuff, and hope to see you again soon. Maybe we can talk next weekend.
That would be great. That would be great. You're always welcome. Thank you, Scott Reinhart, PJ Master. Yeah, First Tee Hawaii and HSJGA Program Director. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour. The Century is January 4th to the 7th at Kapalua Plantation Course. And so much is going on. I mean, yesterday alone, we'll tell you all about it after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
And you can play some great golf on Hawaii Island, the Big Island, and that's at Volcano Golf Club. And we've got two rounds of golf, and one of our winners is playing today. This is awesome. Two rounds of golf for the ninth caller. Calling in now, we have a line open. So if you get a busy signal, call back, because people will be calling in. The number is 808-545-1111.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Just a few months from now, the Century celebrates the 26th year on Maui, with the event returning to Kapalua in January. And this year's tournament kicks off the calendar year with one of golf's most exceptional fields, featuring the top 30 players from the FedEx Cup playoffs points list, along with those who qualified by winning the 2023 PGA Tour events. So let's bring him in now. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century, January 4th through the 7th at the Kapalua Plantation Course. Max, hi.
Aloha, Danielle. Less than just a few months, yes. Days and counting.
yes, it's getting down to the time when Danielle starts going, and 90, it's 60 days.
Exactly.
Just 60 days until the Century, celebrating the 26th year on Maui. It's so exciting, and I heard something super exciting. I have to turn off those notifications. Sorry about that. $350,000 just, you know, we're talking about Century Insurance and how much they are giving to Maui and how much they love. It's a Stevens Point based private company, and they're just constantly coming in, and the responses from the people on the front line has been incredible. The people who say, you know, we are just so amazed. This brings the $350,000 given to four local organizations, brings the company's total donation to $1 million since the fires destroyed Lahaina. $1 million already. And this tournament, the Century, is going to raise even more money for many of the nonprofit organizations that help folks on Maui. It's it's truly an amazing, amazing thing that's being done. Talk about connected communities. That's exactly how it feels.
Indeed, Danielle. $1 million, certainly just incredible commitment and dedication to this community since the fires. You may also remember in May, we had our charitable impact announcement where we gave $694,000. And beyond just the funds, as you know, Century turns up in person for this community. They've built tremendous relationships. And that's only going to carry forward in the future.
Yeah. The breakdown, for instance, of the most recent, $100,000 went to Maui United Way, $100,000 went to Maui Food Bank, $100,000 went to the University of Hawaii Maui College, and $50,000 went to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Maui. Century's commitment, recognizing the Century event qualifiers by making a $2,000 donation in each player's honor for the 2024 event. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we aspire to deliver one of the best player and player family experiences on tour. And as part of that, we're always doing player qualifier gifts. We're doing gifts for the families when they arrive. However, given just the extraordinary times and everything that's happened, we've made it our purpose to redirect all of that support back to the community. And, you know, this year, in lieu of a qualifier gift, we basically made donations, you know, to 501c3s that are doing the most important work within the community.
Oh, so when the players and their families come in, normally, you know, in the past, over the last 26 years, a gift, which is absolutely, you know, kind of not expected, but you'd want to do that. So the player comes in with the family and a gift is given to them. So this time it's going to be the gift is in reverse. You're gifting $2,000 on the player's behalf to the community.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, beyond just the nonprofits that are doing all of the important work that they do, we've also made it our mission to spend as much locally as possible, whether it be artists, restaurants, you know, obviously the resorts, but, you know, to the extent that we can to create as much impact, financial impact for small businesses and people here on Maui.
Yeah. I just wanted to Pete McPartland is the chairman and CEO of Century. And he said, we're in awe of the strength and unity we've witnessed on the island as it comes together after the wildfires. Maui is like family to us, a part of our ohana, a Century community, and we'll stand by Maui throughout the recovery and the rebuilding process. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And one of the quotes from Nicholas Winfrey, the president and chief executive officer, Maui United Way, with so much tragedy happening across the world right now, it can be difficult to look up and understand how long of a road we have ahead of us. True partners like Century understand that this will be years of recovery, and continued support like this gift is imperative to ensuring that so many in need don't fall through the cracks. And that's absolutely the bottom line. You know, sometimes people who are most outspoken, people who aren't afraid to go and ask for help, you know, they're there as they should be. And then there are others who hang back, you know, they're not sure how to go about doing whatever it is. And they won't fall through the cracks because they'll be reached out to. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. You've also, the Century has unveiled the new ticket options for 2024.
That's right. And I think the thing that we're the most proud of is the Kama'aina ticket that we're going to offer this year. On Thursday and Friday, Kama'aina tickets are going to start at $45. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they'll be $55. That's compared to our gallery pass, which is really geared towards folks that are visiting Maui that are going to start at $150 and go up as high as 225 on Sunday. So we think it's a fantastic experience. But here again, for your listeners on Maui or across the islands, we're really proud of the fact that we're going to be able to extend that kind of value, that kind of consideration to hardworking families to come out and see the Sentry, coupled with the fact that kids get in for free. So every Kama'aina ticketed adult can bring up to two kids in for free. And I don't just believe, I know it's the best value in all of professional sports.
Right on. You know what? It is now 7:45, and I hope you're sitting in your car. I'm so sorry. You have to be on the road no later than 7:45. Max Novina, I hope you'll join me coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Hello. Thank you, Danielle. Yeah. In addition to being, tournament director of the Sentry, I'm also a dad.
Yeah.
Got a 9-year-old, and I'm sure lots of your listeners can appreciate what a doubleheader of soccer looks like on a Saturday.
Been there, done that. Have fun.
Indeed.
Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. You're welcome. All right, we're going to come back and we're going to learn something about pitching because Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, he is the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii, and he's a PGA Master, a Golf Channel Academy lead coach, a talent contributor with Sports Illustrated. I don't know how Claude Brousseau does everything that Claude Brousseau does. He's really amazing. All right, we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know, it's been sizzling out there, and I don't think it's going to end the sizzling from our local meteorologists. It sounds like it's going to go into the... But you know what? The best news I have the best news. The best news today is this. All right, I'm a little nuts. Northeasterly winds around 15 miles per hour. All right, that's in the forecast today. I went, northeasterlies? You mean it's going to be cooling us off? All right, this is the forecast is sunny on the leeward side, isolated showers in the morning, scattered showers in the afternoon, windward and mauka sections, isolated showers in the afternoon, high between 82 and 87 degrees. And then I got to northeasterlies, 15 miles per hour, or at least around there. I'll take it. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. I don't even want to look that it goes back to variable. Never mind. We're just going to go with the northeasterlies right now. All right, let's bring him in. October sizzles first. All sizes of the Honda generators come with a free extended warranty. That's worth $200. So the generators plus that free warranty, it's less than the big box stores. So you want to go to the people who specialize in this equipment. You got that big lawn crying out for attention. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We've got riding mowers on sale. For your job site or for your home, it's got to be done. The heat's going to be with us. It's staying with us. And, of course, the heat dries out the grass, and that's where the danger lies. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, from 36-inch to 72-inch. They're all on sale. New shipments arrive daily. We ship off-island. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind. OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii, a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. Claude Brousseau is also talent contributor with Sports Illustrated. And he has with Golf Digest, he's a certified instructor, Flight Scope certified instructor, Aimpoint Level 3 certified instructor, Vision 54 authorized coach, V1 sport coach ambassador. So you see, you can learn the game, the mental game, and all aspects of the game with Claude Brousseau, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest list of best teachers 2022-2023 in every state. Second time in a row. Claude Brousseau, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's such a privilege to share my passion and expertise of golf with your listener.
You know, last week we were talking, or the week before last, we were talking about chipping.
Correct.
And, you know, they're pitching. And so chipping and pitching, you're finally making it clear to us, you know, the difference between the two. But we haven't gotten to the, you told us last time, the pitching swing, we use the three Ps.
Correct.
Can you break it down for us?
Yes, I will. So pitching, you will use the three Ps, so you won't be scared of those shots and you will chase the bad goals away from your short game. After all, Halloween is just, you know, around the corner.
So right.
Pitching, three Ps. So pitching, that's the motion. The second P is pivot. That's the crucial word. If you remember, only one P from today is pivot. And it's also a precision shot, so we don't need a lot of power. All right? So pitching, three Ps. In the pitching motion, the distance will be, you will use the pitching motion. That doesn't mean the pitching wedge, club. You can pitch with different clubs.
Oh.
Most of the pitching shots will be done with your wedges. But the pitching motion will start when you're about 15 yards and more, you know, further, 15 and more away from the flag.
Okay.
To about less than a three-quarter wedge shot. So that's the area in your game that you will use the pitching motion.
So 15 feet from the flag,
that would be 15 yards.
Oh, excuse me, 15 yards from the flag is when you wanted a pitch into the hole.
Correct. Okay. So you will switch from chipping to pitching when you're about 15 yards away from the flag.
Okay.
So from 15 to, let's say, just a number, 50 yards. For most of the people, that will be a pitching motion, correct?
Okay. All right. So,
right? Then the pitching motion, the ball will have more air time and less roll time than the chipping. That's also the difference. So pitching, the ball will have more air time and very little roll time on the green. Now, the pitching motion, you do not need some golfer out there think that you use that only when you have to go over an obstacle, either a body of water or a bunker. That's not, or, you know, rough. That's not the case. You can do a pitch shot from the fairway when there is no obstacle in front of you. So the decision to do that shot is just how far you need the ball to go. In what trajectory do you need to the ball to fly to stop on the green? The ultimate goal for all of you listeners there and all of us who love this game is when you play golf and you have a shot in between, let's say, 15 and 50, 50 yards, it's never missing the green with that shot. if you miss the green from that shot, your score will go high. Mm. So it's a simple motion, and I will give you exercise to do it. So the goal is never miss the green, and ultimately also put it close enough that you won't make more than two putts. One putt will be better, of course, but if you make only two putts, you can treat that 15 to 50 like a very short par three. The goal is three shots for most of us.
Okay. Now, yes.
Okay, so the club selection will just depend what is the minimum distance you need the ball to be in the air to land on the green. And what trajectory. So trajectory means how high the ball will fly. Now, if you don't, you want a quick way to gauge that and have a picture of it, you can just lay your club on the ground face up and with a foot step on the head of the club.
Oh.
You can picture that, Danielle?
Yeah.
So if you put the club on the ground face up and you step on the head of the club and hold the pressure down, the angle of the shaft will come up. That gives you a good idea of the trajectory that the ball will come off that club face.
Oh. Will it hurt the grass if I do that? Will the...
No.
Okay.
No, because the face is up, and
yeah.
Then you just press, you know, your foot down, and then that brings the shaft up.
Got it.
That gives you an angle. No,
okay.
That won't. That's a good question, but no, it won't.
Okay.
Then, now, of course, in the short game, you need to use the bounce. We talked a little bit about that last week, 2 weeks ago, but we need to go over that again. So
yes.
The bounce is the fact that your wedge is designed differently than the other club. The back of the club is lower. That fat part is in thick part is lower than the leading edge. So most, if you want to know how much bounce you have, most of the company will have a number. So let's say you have, as an example, a 54-degree wedge will be the angle, the loft. The lower number, like it could be from 8 to roughly 13, that's the degree of bounce.
Ah. But,
okay, so the lower number on your wedge, when you get two numbers, is the degree of bounce. As a general rule, more bounce is better.
Now, so more bounce, you're talking about the... more of bounce is more of the fat part of the club.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean bouncing. It means the bounce is that part of the club, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So because the bounce allows the club to surf in the turf and glide through the turf better.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Let's get in the big thing of the pivot.
Okay.
So the pivot... the difference between pitching also in full swing is the fact that you want to pivot, meaning turning, on the backswing and on the forward swing. Your upper and lower body will turn at the same rate of rotation. So you don't want to create a lot of torque, Danielle, because we don't need power. That's also the difference between the pitching motion and the full swing. Okay. Now, how can you, let's go over the most common errors, I will say.
Okay.
So, the golfer in general, because it's a short shot, correct, in between 15 and 50 yards, they want to get the ball flying over there using their arms only. It doesn't give you enough consistency on the contact and controlling your distance. So, they want to use their arm only. They don't pivot enough. They do a too long of a backswing, and they decelerate. And and then they use too much wrist to try to lift the ball.
Okay.
So those are the common errors. The good news, we will help them to get rid of those errors by doing a pivot. So the first exercise I like to I get that inspiration from a book from Stephen Covey. It's begin with the end in mind and create momentum. So let me explain what I mean by that. You will get into your setup to do a, let's say, 30-yard shot. You hold the club normally. And then now, on the practice swing, this is a practice swing thing, you will place the club hip high on the target side. So by doing that with your arms and body, you will place the club about hip high on the target side. So you will just, by doing that, you will create a pivot. From there, you swing back until your hands are about hip high on the backswing, and you return where you started. So that will put your body in a, using the momentum in getting the pivot. You can do two or three practice swing like that, then you go and play the shot, re-looking or re-feeling that same sensation in your body. That's the one way to get the pivot going.
Yeah, that kind of it reminds me of like a pendulum, back
correct
and forth, but not going higher than hips. So you only go correct. Back low, and then you come forward low. Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
So, because the length of the swing will control the length of the shot as well. Okay. So that's one that I suggest to do when you're out there at the practice facility or even on the course. Because you want to use the momentum of the swing, hip high on the backswing to hip high on the forward swing, making sure that you've got a full rotation of the upper and lower body at the same time, synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing that, I would suggest, depending on how much time we have here, but I would suggest you need to establish knowing how far the ball will carry means from in the air from point A to point B, with, let's say, you have four wedges. So if you do that simple swing, hands are very passive here, it's a pivot, turning upper and lower body synchronized with your four wedges, let's say 58, 54, 50 pitching wedge. Now, when you play, you got four distances covered. You don't need to go in your head and say, how do I do a 30-yard shot? If you know that, let's say, as an example, with your 54-degree wedge, the ball carry 30 yards, well, that's the simplest way to do an approach shot onto the green that we call a pitching motion.
All right. So it's really important to close your eyes while you're listening to Claude and imagine the movement. And it's not a strong one, right? I mean, it's almost mm-hmm. like just the weight of your arms coming down to hit the ball.
You're in my mind, Danielle. That's exactly that. You see, I was closing my eyes and listening to you, and then this came in the head. And it's exactly that. You want to use gravity, Newton, you know, the Newton, gravity, just the weight of the club from hip high to hip high with the momentum. It's enough to move the ball 30 yards, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah,
then,
sure.
Then if you say the listener wants to see that in action, of course, they can go on my website. Those videos are there, and then they will kind of put it together.
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is Claude Brousseau, master, all right, a PGA master. And he has produced 38 videos with Golf Channel. They're available no cost, doesn't cost anything. You just go to Claude's website. It's claudeforbestgolf.com, and it's spelled C-L-A-U-D-E, the number 4, bestgolf.com. And then you'll see click the tab, videos tab, and you'll see he's also produced 18 videos with Sports Illustrated. And you can go to si.com to find that. Type in Claude Brousseau in that little magnifying glass, you know, the little search engine thingy, and the videos will appear. He's also going to be coaching on Maui. And, you know, if you're looking for someone who is as skilled as Claude Brousseau in all aspects of the game, whether it be flight scope, you want aim point, a vision 54, such a great mental game. It's a wonderful program. If you can, you know, just wonderful. It'll get you de-stressed when you're playing. So Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, also the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii, a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us and teaching us about pitching. I feel so much more confident now just talking to you and visualizing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great day.
You
Aloha.
Too. Aloha. Hey, Junior Alamut, he's our man. He won. He's from Kaneohe, and he won two rounds of golf playing at Volcano Golf Course. Awesome. You're going to have such a good time. It's a great place to play. Volcano Golf Club has an 8:30, which is probably too late to get to. There's a 9:22. The Ron Hardy family is out having a blast today at Volcano. The Lost Boys, they're playing Makalei. There's an 8:50, a 9:18, and 11:08. At Poipu Bay, Kauai's better half, the entire half, better half. 9:18 and a 10:36. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:40 and a 10:22. Hawaii Kai has an 8:50. Turtle Bay has a 9:50. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:02 and an 11:40 if you just want to have breakfast first. Bayview has a 9:46, a 10:50, and an 11:36. All of that on Oahu. Now we go to Maui, where the shotgun tournament's happening for the Habitat for Humanity tournament. That's a fundraiser. Gold course, beautiful golf course, by the way. Absolutely stunning. 11:10. Emerald Course, 10:40. Blue Course, that's where the shotgun tournament is. Maui Nui, 8:36, 10:10. Y'all get out there and have fun, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We're coming back with Eddie Fidel, President, Ashworth Golf. They're making their return to the U.S. market. If you know, we're missing Ashworth. It's like, where have they gone? They're coming back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Eddie Fidel, President, Ashworth Golf, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
And you know, and you've got one of my favorite people on the planet with the best hands in the world, Fred Couples.
Yeah, he does have great hands. He does. He makes it look easy.
Doesn't he?
Sure.
Yeah. And
yeah, he does. He really does.
And he's always smiling. He always makes me feel like, gosh, they're calm, cool, and collected. There's got to be some guy, you know, does he ever get discombobulated? I don't think so.
Not really. Not really. He's pretty thoughtful and pretty chill in terms of how he goes about everything. So he's a competitor though. That's the one thing he is. He is a competitor. So he gets, you know, he likes to win like everybody else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, you know, it's like kill him with kindness.
Right. Exactly. 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 Exactly.
I'm not dangerous.
That's a great way to think of it. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So Ashworth Golf, you know, this is wonderful. You're returning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, we're really happy to be back. It's been a really long journey. I was in 2008, I think it was, is when TaylorMade Adidas Golf bought Ashworth, and then had a journey after that. And then, it was right before, you know, we've gone through a lot in the last 20 years, but you take COVID, and right before COVID, the opportunity came up to get Ashworth back. And so with the group, we got the brand back. And, of course, then COVID happened. We took our time. But we were gone for a little while. And it's still in, you know, we're still a lot of locations in Asia and Europe, but it was out of the U.S. market. And so we're really happy to be back. It's a long journey back. We're now, it's our second season coming in. I'll say was spring 24. So we're really like new back end, but we're already in over 300 accounts.
Wow.
I'm happy to say we're in multiple accounts in Hawaii, which is wonderful. And, and it's just nice to be back, but it takes time to reestablish ourselves. But one of the first steps you mentioned right off the bat is to, Fred, how'd you like to come back home? And so that was a big thing for us because Fred represented the brand for so many years.
And what did he say?
Well, he said, yeah. He said, yes. And he was happy to come back. It was interesting because, and Fred doesn't, you know, Fred doesn't play as much anymore. And I told him, I said, Fred, you know, he doesn't have to play a lot, but he still wants a schedule to play. And, you know, for the first time in his career, he just had surgery. But, you know, last year he made the cut at the Masters, which is, you know, an incredible accomplishment.
Yes.
You know, at 63 years old, you know, he's 64 now. So, I mean, you know, he's happy to be back. He was always comfortable with Ashworth, and it was a brand that he has some real fond memories of over the years.
Yeah. And, he was just U.S. vice captain at the Ryder Cup.
Yes, he was.
You know?
Yes, he was.
So
yeah.
He's...
It was a tough Ryder Cup. I'm sure you haven't spoken to him since, but
yeah.
It was a tough one. You're played great. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to remember that part. He was a
No, we don't. We don't. We don't. Trying to forget that, right?
But he was vice captain, you know? I mean, he was there.
Yes,
he was in the mix. And he's one person
that
it doesn't matter how old you are, you look up to Freddie Couples. You know,
no doubt about it. And he represented another time at golf. He's been a President's Cup captain. You know, there's a reason that when Tiger, like in the practice rounds at Augusta, this Tiger Woods, Fred, and Justin Thomas.
But, yeah.
You know, when they're out there, I mean, and you know, listen, Tiger and Justin are out there working on how they can win the tournament. You know, Fred at this stage, you know, knows that he's probably not going to win the Masters. It would be quite an accomplishment at his age. But the point is, he can still compete at that level, and that's pretty incredible.
That is, and that is awesome. Now,
right.
I love the. I saw some pictures of some of the things he was wearing. You know, and he always wears. Mm-hmm. He just wears clothes fabulously, so he's wonderful. You are coupling different kinds of fabrics together, and I've got a kind of a inside in. We lost our air conditioning for a while.
Oh boy! Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so what did I wear? I wore golf attire because of the wicking factor, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to wear something polyester and just melt. And so tell us about how Ashworth uses the fabrics to make it most comfortable for the golfer.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Ashworth started in 1987, and John Ashworth in 1987 said the golf industry is frozen in a state of polyester. And it was true. Everybody was wearing polyester shirts. And in 1987, it moved into new cotton qualities, which were, you know, that's the first time that golf kind of transitions, you know, both on and off the golf course. But the reality to it, the polyesters today are not the same polyesters they were in 1987. So today the fabrications, the technologies are really very advanced. So like what we, our concept is, you know, we have tech, and tech is exactly what you're talking about. It's synthetics, it's microfibers, polyesters with stretch, that dry fast, that moisture management, moisture wicking, you know, and you can wear them when it's hot and you're going to feel comfortable. Whereas if you were wearing a cotton garment, you know how that used to collect the moisture, and you just feel warmer, although cotton breathes. But we have a second category today. So we're not going to go away from tech. But the second category we call performance. And performance is fabrics that have some natural fiber. But again, the world has changed. Now we can take, you know, a Pima cotton and add some poly and add some stretch, and you still get some of that moisture management. Let's face it, it's not as good as a full tech shirt. I mean, it's just, you know, there's a difference. But if you're in Northern California, you don't need wicking.
No,
you need warmth. You need warmth. And so, yeah, and it depends about, like, if you're in Florida, it's hot and humid. You know, they want tech. They don't, you know, they're, you know, because, and, you know, and the thing about Ashworth, we're different. A lot of companies in the golf market, it's always funny for me to listen to them. They say, we're not a golf company. We're a sportswear company. You know, we're this, we're that. We are a golf company, and that's one of our differences. Our first focus is, like, what do people want to wear when they play golf? And, yeah, what do they want to wear right after golf if they go into the 19th hole or whatever they're doing?
Yeah.
And that's what we think about everything. And before with Ashworth, we were unique because we could sell a daily fee 9-hole golf course, and we could sell the most elite private club or resort. We could sell from, and very few companies can do that. They either do one or the other. You know, I won't mention names, but I know who my competition is. But we were, Ashworth always transitioned that. And we don't say we're a sports, we're a golf girl company. The guy on the logo is a golf man. He's carrying his bag and he's walking down the fairway. So, and we're golfers. So that's the way we view the brand. Yeah. But there's a lot going on in fabric and technology. I'm old. So I've been in the industry a long time, worked with many companies. Before I came back to do this, I was working with Tori Burch. It took Tori Burch to Augusta National for the Masters, and she was brilliant. But I've worked with multiple companies in this industry, so I know where they make it, what they make.
Yeah.
As I started doing this in the early 80s. So, yeah. So that's the deal.
I'm talking with Eddie Fadell, the president of Ashworth Golf. And when he's talked about tech, I just wanted to. And I've just learned this because, you know, I don't know all these terminology. Natural Soft Tech, and it's TECH, a collection of a blend of bamboo and cotton with a touch of spandex. So the bamboo is very strong, natural performance attributing to that wicking, and there's the UV protection and the antimicrobial qualities. And then the Pebble Tech is engineered for maximum breathability with the highest level of performance in mind by manipulating the knitting process with special attention to the yarn weight and twist. Pebbled holes are produced for airflow in the poly spandex blend, and the resulting subtle textured appearance gives the shirt a rich, elevated look while increasing breathability and comfort. Don't you want to put that shirt on right now?
You're good at that. You should be on radio. Yeah, but no, and that's so true. I mean, there's so many, you know, it's interesting. Like, take tech today. And, you know, we've all seen our friends do this. But, you know, the technology is so advanced today. You can make a shirt really light. I made one so light one time for a company that you put it in your pocket, pull it out, no wrinkles. But you know, I like form friendly. As we get older, you know, but like if my friend was wearing that shirt and it's really light, I go, I can see every imperfections of your body and you have a lot. So it's a, you know, it's a way to, we all want to be cool and comfortable. We want to breathe, but there's a balance between too light. Weight is not always relative to, you know, to being positive. And then also, there's different deniers of yarns. What's the gauge that you knit at? They've gotten so much more advanced in terms of how these things are done.
Wow.
And some of these fabrics just last forever. You mentioned bamboo.
Yeah.
Tencel's another one, Modell. So that's where the sustainability part. I think using bamboo or Tencel, which comes from wood pulp, or Modell also comes from wood pulp. Those fibers are more sustainable because you are creating a synthetic yarn, but you're doing it using natural fibers. So you're using wood or bamboo, and bamboo is like amazing. You know, if you talk UV protection, the number one is linen. If you wear 100% linen shirt, you can wear linen to play golf. But it has a lot of natural UV protection. That's why they wear linen in the deserts, you know, and the things we're wearing. But bamboo is right behind it. Bamboo is really a cool fabric. And there's lots of bamboo, so that's good.
So you have Fred Couples, but you also have a youngster in your stable.
Well, we have to, well, we don't have young, we. Well, I'm sure he, Tom Hoagie, we also have Tom Hoagie.
Yes.
And Tom Hoagie, he made the top 50. He is a youngster. You know, as old as I am, he's in his 30s, so that's young. That's
yeah,
a youngster
right.
For sure.
He's a youngster.
Yeah. But, yeah, he is a youngster. But Tom's had, he's had some really good year. He won at Pebble Beach last year, or the year before last, and has maintained his status in the top 50 in the world, which is and on the FedEx Cup list. So, you know, of course, that whole thing has changed going into next year. But yeah, no, Tom, it's great. And we will add more players in the future. We're still in our infancy, just growing. So our initiative was, we believe in that pyramid of influence with tour players. So we're looking to play. We're actually talking about players right now. Now we're negotiating for 2024 and then even beyond for 2025 in some cases. So
my point being that you're a clothing line that's catering to someone in his 60s. And someone in his 30s. Do you have different styles for the different age groups?
You know, that's a great question. And that's, remember I said we were different? That's the other thing different about Ashworth, is that we always could get the very young and very old. Because we all know, some lines are geared towards younger players. It's very difficult for apparel companies or brands to say, to cross over a large range of ages. And so, yeah, some of it is styling. Yes, some of it is fabric, some of it is styling. There's updates in collar styles now, and you know, you remember styles where you have the knit band on the sleeve. That's becoming, and younger players, to them, that's retro. But younger players want to look different than their father or grandfather or
right.
Whoever. So you know, there's a transition, and there are some older players too that like to look young. So we do it with a combination of factors. We do it with fabric. We do it, a lot of it is collar and cuff, but I'll tell you where we're consistent is fit. The fit is for golf. And, you know, it's funny, these young players, I had a young player come to us playing with him, a really good player. And he goes, Eddie, you know, I normally wear a large shirt and brand X, but I put your large on, it's just a little big. And I go, you know, I can fix that. It's really simple. If our large is a little big, then put on the medium. And, you know, I know you laugh at that. It seems so simple. And he put it on, he goes, you're right.
The you're medium
fits you perfectly. I said, exactly. But the point is that, you know what, everybody's fit is not the same. Our fit is geared towards golf. So guess what? We're going to give you more room where you need it. I don't want it to be restrictive when you're making a shoulder turn.
Right on.
And and we're golfers, you know. I grew up in Ohio. My brother is in the Ohio Golf Hall of Fame. He played the tour in 1979.
Wow!
I have another brother who played college golf. We were caddies. You know, we grew up. We worked at the golf course. We were caddies. We did the range, bag room. Eventually, worked in the golf shop. But we didn't belong to a club. We worked there, but that's how we got introduced to golf. And so my family's a little crazy about golf. So, so we love golf.
We're sort of emerged.
We are. But we really love the sport. And that's why this is fun for me. I mean, think about it. I get to work in an industry that I love. So that's, it's a pretty cool deal.
It is cool. You are cool. Yeah. Eddie Fidel,
well,
President Ashworth Golf. Such a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's my pleasure, Daniel, and thank you. I was listening to Claude. I got on early listening to Claude. I need some of his help with that. So, by the way, I may look him up.
you should.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yes, I mean, I should. We should. We all should. He's a PGA master, you know. He knows his stuff. Plus, he's worked so much.
He knows his stuff.
And he's got all these videos with Golf Channel, you know, lead coach, and with people who spend that much time creating videos with somebody, they only do it if it's because it's good. And it's like
no doubt about it.
Ashworth Golf, you know, because it's good.
Yeah.
We're going to want it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel. It was a pleasure.
Aloha. All right. great day. A great day for a round of golf. A great day to get out because the wind is going to be gentle. But you got to put on the sunscreen. I mean, we were talking about, you know, some of the fabrics that have it kind of built in. Give your skin some extra protection. You're just going to need it today. It's just one of those things that we just have to get used to. I know you sometimes you just want to run outside and have a good time. All right, want to thank the people who make this show possible, and there are many, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate everyone, because you know what? We wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for you. It's just it's expensive to have a show on the radio. You know, it's not something that people realize, but you're not paid to do this. You know, you do it because, well, you love to do it, and that's the bottom line. So I want to thank Aloha Power. Aloha Power's October Sizzles sale is on. All sizes of Honda generators are available. They come with a free extended warranty worth $200. That's less than the big box stores. They got that big lawn crying out for attention. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. Well, we've got riding mowers on sale for your job site, for your home. It's got to get done. The heat is burning up the grass. I mean, I look at the grass going, what grass? We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. So we've just got to take care of it. New shipments arrive daily, all on sale. We ship off-island Aloha Power equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station. And, also in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. It's Aloha Power equipment. And tell them Danielle sent you. I'm searching for this piece of paper that's right in front of me. All right. I want to mention that the 2023 Ka'anapali Classic is complete after a very inspirational opening day. The first round is complete. It's not done yet. They're still playing. 20 men's college golf teams from 16 states traveled to Hawaii to play in honor of Maui's wildfire victims. And so that's what's happening right now. The Hawaii men's golf team is a part of it, and they've just been right in on it. And I'm just so proud of everybody who are, you know, trying to do their best to make sure that Maui, it's going to be a while. We can't ever stop thinking about this and always being attentive. As far as the century goes, these are the people who are coming. This is a great lineup. John Rahm, Siwoo Kim, Max Homa, Justin Rose, Scotty Scheffler, Chris Kirk, Nico Echevarria, Kurt Kitayama, Taylor Moore, Sam Burns, Matt Wallace, Corey Connors, Matt Fitzpatrick, Nick Hardy, Davis Riley, Tony Finau, Wyndham Clark, Jason Day, Emilio Griot, Victor Hovland, Nick Taylor, Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Sepp Straka, Vincent Norman, Rory McIlroy, Akshay Bhatia. They've all won, and they're still winning because the PGA Tour fall season, if you win, you get in. So congratulations to anyone and everyone on that team of game of golf. And First Tee Hawaii is looking for coaches. So just go to the First Tee website, and you'll see the click on that. Open that button and offer your services, whether you're volunteering or you're going to become one of the coaches. It's $30 an hour. That's a very good deal. So I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time today. You know what the sweet spot on the club is, right? All right. We're at RadioGolfClub.com. So not only is the show on the radio, it's a live stream. Right now, they're listening around the world, and it's wonderful. But sometimes the live stream isn't working. I know. I apologize for that. You can go to RadioGolfClub.com. That's our website. And then if you go to the listen link, not only is there the live stream there, but there's also all of the podcasts, because every show is then turned into a podcast, so you can enjoy the show whenever you feel like listening to it. That's right. Again, our tee times today, some of them 10:22 Kauai Lagoons, 11:40 Royal Hawaiian Country Club, also 11:36 at Bayview, 11:40 at Royal Hawaiian. Wailea, there's an 11:50 on the Gold Course and a 12 o'clock on the Emerald Course. They're having the Shotgun Tournament Habilitat for Humanity, raising money there. I'm Danielle Tucker. You're listening to The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.